Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, it's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. So, first in my lucky dip today comes from Angela, who says, how to get the best fabric mixes when shopping for durability and comfort. Now, of course, this varies depending on you and your own particular needs and the climate you are in. Because, of course, if you're in a very hot climate, fabrics like polyester, which are very durable and easy wash and wear, not particularly comfortable. They can be hot, sweaty, horrible, kind of end up stinking very easily. But if your climate is cooler, polyester can be a great fabric for that sort of stuff, because it tends to last, you know, quite well, and it, you know, very easy wash and wear. Generally don't put it in the dryer so much. Any sort of synthetic fabric is better not to go in the dryer. I just hang most of my stuff up to dry rather than I just pop it on a coat hanger once it comes out of the washing machine. And then, because dryers are very harsh on clothes, so this is where dryers will wreck your clothes much faster than if you air dry in some way or other. But of course, if you're in a hot environment, then something like linen may be a brilliant fabric. But I often find linen, because it's very crushy, it's better if it is mixed with something. It might be a little bit of linen and kind of a lyocell or a viscose rayon sort of fabric, which is a wood pulp fibre, which makes it a bit more easy to wear and, you know, a little bit more durable in that sort of way and less ironing, or just some sort of cotton elastane mix. They are very comfortable and tend to wear well. The trick with fabrics is to avoid anything that has more than three different fibers in it. So three or less, you'll usually get something that's actually pretty good. But more than three, you'll tend to find it tends to start to disintegrate more quickly. There's too many different things in there. There are fibres, though, I will avoid at all costs. And my number one for that one is acrylic. Just don't ever buy acrylic. It just doesn't last. It's really not a good fibre. It's basically synthetic wool, does not last at all, peels very, very quickly, tends to look shabby very, very quickly. So acrylic is the one fibre that I just avoid at all costs. But then as far as comfort goes, I mean, bamboo can be great if you want to, you know, feel a little bit cooler if it's a hot climate, as well as linen. You know, cotton can be good. You know, the rayon, lyocell, modal, these fabrics can be very good as well. They're kind of modern synthetic organics. It's kind of a weird thing. So they're made from wood pulp fiber, but they're synthetically created. But, you know, so really it's up to you. Of course, wool, if you're in a colder environment, wool is a brilliant fabric as well. We all need some wool in our wardrobe, but some people find that uncomfortable versus other people find it comfortable. So it's really up to you about what works for you. And, you know, so which fabrics are the best for you. But that's just a few little things. So three or less different sorts of, you know, ingredients in your fabric as such, three things in that mix, no more. And two can be really good. Often between two and three is great, because then you'll get some sort of, you know, like stretch or movement, like you might get spandex or your elastane in it, which gives it a bit more stretch and movement and more comfort, along with some other, you know, fibre or two can be a great mix, easy to, you know, wash and wear, and also, you know, comfortable to wear. And also things like silk, I mean, another great fibre, but requires a little bit more attention, just a gentle wash. Most washing machines that have a very gentle cycle, you can wash your silk in there, and silk can be also a very comfortable fabric to wear. So hopefully there's some ideas there for you, Angela, depending on where you are and what kind of fabrics you need. But yeah, avoid the acrylic. Jane has asked, how to make me feel and look sophisticated and well put together and stylish, but with a bit of a twist. So what I would recommend, Jane, is because your style is unique to you. So your bit of a twist is different from my bit of a twist, which is different from somebody else's bit of a twist. I would recommend you maybe go on Pinterest and create yourself a Pinterest board of everything, any outfits, any pieces, any accessories that appeal to you. get like 20 or 30 images there together. And then have a look at them. This is where you want to start analyzing what you've actually got there. What have you been collecting? What, you know, is there something that you go, oh, I keep collecting similar sorts of things. Maybe that's your kind of bit of a twist. It was interesting. I was talking to a client the other day, and for her, she said she wanted to be glamorous. That was one of her words in her style recipe. But when I asked her, so I said, what is glamorous to you? She actually said it was like a suit blazer. So a blazer sort of, you know, outfit, and quite structured and quite classic was quite glamorous to her, versus somebody else's glamorous could be sequins, and somebody else's glamorous could be, you know, like fine floaty fabrics. So this is where you have to identify for yourself, what does sophisticated mean to you? What does elegant, what does well put together? So find images that you would say, that is that to me, and then start to analyze it and work out what it means to you. Because then you won't go wrong. And then you can actually start to work out, well, what are the little twists and those sorts of things that are on there that are making it interesting to me and that I really like? And then you'll be able to kind of create your own version of this. But until you've actually identified what those words mean to you, because these are words that can mean very different things to everybody. And so this is why I'd say, I don't know you, but I would say that this is what I would be doing. Get onto Pinterest, create yourself a nice big board, get as many pictures as you can, and then start to see what are the patterns, what are you seeing, what do you notice about these different things you've put together, and then how can you replicate that into your style, or just take the inspiration from that into your style and adapt it for your body and your colouring and your lifestyle and all those sorts of things as well. So hopefully that helps. Last question today comes from Linda. How to hide my tummy while staying comfortable. Now, so I'm not going to tell you to put shapewear on because it's not going to be comfortable. So what I would suggest is wearing things that are a bit more floaty, that have a bit more, less shape to them, less shaping in there. Now, it depends on your body shape, of course, about what is actually going to suit you. But if you're an O shape or an H shape, then you can very easily wear a kind of a bigger, more voluminous top with a slimmer, straight bottom. And that can cover up your tummy and still be really quite, you'll look much slimmer and, you know, it'll be hiding the tummy. Things like a jacket or a blazer over the top. So if you've got like do a column of color through the middle, do a darker column of color and then a lighter colored jacket over the top. And that will also create some beautiful vertical lines over your tummy. And because the darker top underneath is bringing like receding, that's actually going to make your tummy disappear a whole lot. And in fact, I did that little trick when I was like 6 months pregnant, and people didn't even realize pregnant, and like my tummy was right out there, but because of that illusion of those lines and the darker column of color, it really made all the difference. So remember, the less we break our body up with horizontal lines, the less we draw attention to those parts. So think about a column of color, think about a dress, just a one piece, and don't put any like ties or belts or things on it so much if it's going to draw attention to you and you don't want attention there. I mean, I've got heaps of blog posts about hiding your tummy. So do head over to the blog and check them out, because I've got lots and lots of other pieces of advice that will help you there as well. And of course, if you want to know more about, you know, what flatters your body shape, you can do my free body shape calculator quiz. It's really easy to do. There's some instructions there. You might want to take a photo, and you know, it's easier to see it in a photo than it can be in person. And you can get your body shape Bible and understand what you're looking for in the shapes and silhouettes of clothing, so that you can start to dress it in a way that flatters you. But thank you again for your questions, and I look forward to chatting with you again soon. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and colour tips, and don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of colour and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.